Hi everyone, welcome back to the Simple Down Podcast. I'm your host Kaya, and I invite you today to another episode on how to simplify, lighten up, and ease up our lives from within. Hope you enjoy the show. So I was doing this fun journaling exercise. Well, I mean fun if you like things that are not really fun, but borderline hurtful, and scratch that itch in your victim mentality, but also reveal interesting things about how you've become who you are. That kind of fun journaling exercise that really helped me see how deeply silenced I was since the very beginning of my life. But that silencing is not what I want to talk about. I feel like too often we look at these past experiences or traumas and our mind naturally puts us in a position of victims. And I started to think about, what's the point of me being victim in this situation? How does that actually serve me? Well, legally, yes. Legally, if you are a victim, you may be eligible for a compensation, which is cool. But there's no compensation spiritually, right? Like spiritually, you do not gain any sort of benefit by victimizing yourself. The closest thing to a reason I can think of is that being in that position or putting yourself in that position or that state of mind may help you process the situation, which is good. But often, really often, we see people get stuck in that, and I've been stuck in that for a long time, and or get addicted to it and keep returning to it time and time again. Because I feel like our ego really likes this state of mind, right? It kind of makes us feel better about ourselves, doesn't it? In many ways. I can't think of all the ways, but someone may feel better by victimizing themselves because they will consider it a good enough reason to stay the way they are, you know, like that's all they can be or something. Or it gives a sense of superiority even, because I've been through this and you haven't, so shut up. That kind of attitude, you know? So I was looking at these journaling answers that I wrote, and a huge part of me was like, oh yeah, this was so tough. Life is really so unfair. You know, people who grew up in happy, warm homes would never understand. You know, they would never understand the impact that all of this situation has had on my life and on who I am today. This is why I am the way that I am. But then it made me think of my soul. And by the way, I imagine my soul as this illustration for After School. If you don't know After School, you must check them out on YouTube or Instagram, anywhere. But they just have this like illustration for souls or like higher beings that are like drawn in this blue or violet or purple, some color like that. That's literally how I imagined my soul in that moment. But anyway, I imagine my soul getting ready for this life that I'm in right now and picking out the things that it wants to learn and gain wisdom in during this lifetime. You know how they say that if you want to be more patient, you will not just magically become more patient, but you will manifest opportunities to be more patient, to practice your patience and grow in it, to grow that muscle. And I thought, that's not a bad perception shift. And it would actually benefit me on all levels that I can imagine, unlike victim mentality. So what if instead of seeing my upbringing as something that has silenced me and made me a victim of that, I shift to see my upbringing as something that has laid the foundation for me to claim my voice in this lifetime? What if it all happened not to turn me into some second grade person, but to direct me towards the highest expressions of my fulfillment and my purpose in this lifetime? See what I mean? It's nice. It feels really nice to think this way. It feels light and feels correct and it's uplifting. And these are the things that really serve us spiritually, the things that can help us raise ourselves up as human beings. The question is not how much something hurt me or you, how much it broke us down, but what opportunities we can find in these experiences. what strength and growth lies in us going through the things that we went through. Yeah, life may be unfair, but you don't have to be unfair to yourself. You don't have to keep bringing yourself down because of what has happened in the past. And I wish for everyone to find more ways to lift ourselves up, to love ourselves more unconditionally, to accept our journey for what it is, and just trust that it's all the way it's supposed to be. It's all perfectly as it should be. You know, we have this idea that perfect equals ideal, or I don't even know, like flawless, something flawless, right? But perfect is actually the thing that is perfect for you right now. It can be all kinds of things, right? So I hope this uplifts you, and that's all for today. A little sneak peek, I am preparing a special series, 3-part series with theory, tools, and activations, covering topics like comparison, social anxiety, all that stuff. And I hope to share it with you really soon. Maybe I will pop in here with another episode before that, or maybe I will come back with the series all finished. It really all depends on life, but I really hope you look forward to it. Yeah. Et voilà. Thank you all for listening, as always, and I'll talk to you next time.